News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, South Dublin County Council last week refused planning permission to Google for a new data centre at the Grange Castle Business Park based on environmental concerns. Friends of the Earth have commended this decision and want it to be expanded into a national strategy for future planning applications. And we're joined now by Gavin Lawler from Tom Phillips and Associates and Jerry McEvely from Friends of the Earth. Good morning to you both. First of all, Gavin, I'll come to you. This decision to not grant planning permission, was it the right one?
No, in my view. I don't think planning should be getting involved in whether the grid has capacity or not. Absolutely, planning needs to be involved in the climate debate. But I think there's a huge amount of misinformation and misunderstanding about data centres and their role in the climate issue.
OK, can I ask you just in brief, because I know you're a planning expert, but in brief, has planning not always, you know, when it was being granted or otherwise, been involved in whether there was road capacity or grid capacity or utility capacity? Is that not part of planning's remit?
It is locally, but not nationally. So it's not up to a planning authority to determine whether the grid has sufficient capacity or not. Equally so, it isn't up to a planning authority to ensure whether all the motorways have sufficient capacity or not.
Okay, so just for people listening, to differentiate between what you're saying that they should be able to say whether or not the local grid has capacity, which it would do, as opposed to the national grid.
Yes. And the other thing I'd point out is that grid infrastructure is something that is supplied at national level by AirGrid. And there is an issue in Dublin, full stop. So whether you grant planning permission or don't grant planning permission in whether it's Tala, whether it's Blanchardstown, Drogheda, there is no capacity. So if there's no capacity, it really doesn't matter what you grant planning permission wise. And, you know, the issue here is that we have an underfunded grid and we don't have enough electricity within our system. And we definitely don't have enough renewable within our system.
OK, let me bring yourself in, Jerry. You do think this was the right decision. You've heard what Gavin says. This isn't the job of An Bord Pleanála or of planners in general, that the grid should be sorted out and that we should be able to, I suppose, deal with capacity as a separate issue to what we do or don't build.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I think, look, the reality is planning absolutely has to be involved given the size and significance of this proposed Google data centre development. And crucially, you know, under law, planning has to take account of national energy and climate policy. But I don't want this conversation to be entirely focused on planning rules. The context here is really important. So Ireland is at risk of becoming Europe's data dumping ground here, with more than 20% of our electricity coming from data centres. Demand grew by 20% last year.
Sorry, do you mean our electricity going to data centres rather than coming from them?
Going to data centres, yes. Yeah. And demand also grew by 20% last year, which was staggering given that it was during an energy crisis. And this is all due to, in our view, weak policy and regulation. And Ireland is a real outlier here. And the reality is, I mean, I definitely do agree that there is significant pressures on the electricity grid, which would be exacerbated by the proposed plans of data centres. But the reality is our renewable energy can't keep up with this pressure from data centres. And there are real legally binding limits on how much polluting emissions we can have in Ireland. And the planning system is simply reflecting and respecting that policy. And that's why we're being calling for
okay.
to be replicated elsewhere.
Jerry, can I put it to you? You framed it as we're the dumping ground for data centres, but we're also an international hub for the tech sector. It provides a huge amount of our corporation tax. We have 40% of our corporation tax coming from four companies. We are enormous in tech terms. So, of course, we have data centres. That could be framed entirely differently than how you have framed it in terms of employment, in terms of money that kind of comes into the country, foreign direct investment. Tech is, in the main, very good for us here, a lot of people might argue.
Yeah, so, look, I'd say three things. First of all, this is not simply, you know, trying to turn off a sector like a tap. This is about making sure that an industry takes responsibility for its polluting emissions. And what I'd say to you is on those points is, number one, if only Google had an annual revenue of $300 billion and it has the responsibility is on Google and on other digital players to prevent these impacts. And secondly, what about the rest of Irish society struggling with an unsecure electricity grid, increasing pollution emissions? And because of this data center demand and also local communities faced with significant environmental impacts.
I suppose the flip side of that, though, Gerry, is what about the rest of society if these companies move elsewhere, build data centers in countries that will welcome them? Global emissions won't change at all because the data centers will still exist. But we will lose the investment and we will lose the employment. And that investment funds a huge amount of Irish society.
Yeah, and look, I'd say I entirely understand the point in terms of economic impact. All I'd say is that's an assumption, number one, that it would move elsewhere. But secondly, this has to come back to the context. Ireland is a complete outlier. While data centres are on track, as I said, to consume as much as 30% of all electricity here, the average, that's by 2030, in Europe, the average is 2%.
Okay. All right, yeah. Let me just bring Gavin back in finally. Gavin, we're an outlier here. We're a dumping ground. And, you know, in terms of us achieving our emissions, which is part of the planning process, which is part of what people like yourself need to be on board with, these data centres cannot be facilitated.
Kira, I find this whole debate very, very frustrating because I think, again, data centres have become the scapegoat instead of people actually talking about the real problem, which is climate change and energy. I mean, if we want to go into statistics, we're going to see a 500%, or we have seen a 500% increase in EVs and EV usage on the ESB network. It's not about statistics. We need data centers. They're a part of everyday life. I'm on a mobile phone now. That's because of a data center. We are having this conversation on radio because of a data center. And so to suggest that we just need to turn off the tap is silly. The problem we have in Ireland is that we have an underinvested piece of infrastructure. We all know where the problems are. We all know where we need to go to. In relation to data centres themselves, there hasn't been a new data centre connection agreement in place in over 2 years. So data centres aren't part of the problem.
Okay.
So banging them the whole time is just wrong.
All right.
You know, the reason we have an energy crisis is because of an underinvestment.
All right.
That's what
needs to be dealt with. Look, thank you both very much for your contributions. Very interesting this morning. That is Gavin Lawler there from Tom Phillips and Associates and Gerry McEvely from Friends of the Earth. Love to know what you think out there about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.